Well, one day Bill was walking along and he saw a kitten stuck in a tree. When he saw it was the matter, he ran to get a ladder to set that kitty cat free. Bill said, no, ain't gonna do it, ain't gonna climb up no tree. This is a stupid, stupid song and no folk singer's gonna make a fool out of me. I said, one day Bill was walking along and he saw a kitten stuck in a tree. Oh, and he saw it was the matter, he ran to get a ladder to set that kitty cat free. And Bill said, no, ain't gonna do it, ain't gonna do what you said. This is a stupid, stupid song, and as far as I'm concerned, that cat can stay there till it's dead. I said, wait a minute, Bill, you can't argue with me. For God's sake, I just made you up. I got the pen in my hand, I want you up in that tree. I want that cat unstuck. Bill said, no, I hate cats. Ain't gonna climb for no cat. He said, why don't you have it say some beautiful girl who's been tied down on a railroad track? I said, maybe there'll be room in the eighth or ninth verse, but right now I want you up in that tree. I'm the writer, goddamn, I got the pen in my hand, and you're supposed to listen to me. He said, you're awesome. Why should I listen to you? You should be listening to me instead. He said, I'm a railroad man, and if I was real, I'd separate your face from your head. You ungrateful brute, I cried, you pushed me too far. I gotta show you I can do as I please. So an earthquake came, and it shook the whole terrain, and it brought Railroad Bill to his knees. And then a tidal wave broke, and everything got soaked, and Bill was almost completely washed away. And then a big green monster from the planet Neptune landed and bit Railroad Bill on the leg. I got the pen in my hand. I can do what I want. I'm a bright new young talent on a rise. So get the iris up that tree, or I swear you ain't gonna get out of my folk song alive. He said, you don't scare me. You might be funny, but you don't scare me. And if you don't leave me alone, I'm gonna tell everybody where you stole this melody. But before he could speak, his tongue fell out. He could not make a sound. Suddenly, he jumped on top of me, grabbed me by the neck, and he pulled me to the ground. And he hit me in the stomach, and he hit me in the face real hard, and I think he almost broke my nose. Just then, a lightning bolt came out of nowhere, hit him right between the eyes, and killed him instantly. The cat came down from the tree, had a bowl of warm milk, went to sleep for the night. Railroad Bill is survived by a wife and three small children. Dear God, I love to write.
WMFO in Medford Stereo.
That is their psychiatric disorder called...
They're being bombarded by stimuli. you figure out what the theme of that set, that last set was? If you can post it, if you can figure it out, you get the napkins that came with that coffee. There's a whole bunch of them in that next room. And they've got your name written all over them, especially if your name is Dunkin' Donuts. There are only so many themes that I have in me in a given night. And sometimes I just have to go a little wild and crazy and play it freeform like it ought to be. We just heard from Sebado, an early piece of Sebado. Some kind of living room four-track tape recorder four-track. It was probably one of those old Panasonic jobs that with a little condenser mic that we all played with as kids. And that was their version of Yellow Submarine from 1988's The Freed Man. Yellow Submarine, the new cleaned up version of it, and I don't mean like they took the bad words out because I think it was already clean. A restored digital something or other, I don't know, is playing starting next Friday at the Somerville Theater. Currently, I think, playing perhaps in Beverly. It has been at the Cabot and somewhere in Plymouth. It's up and around. Take the family. See if they can make any sense of it. I haven't seen it since I was a kid. Before that. What was before that? Oh, Andy Breckman. Andy Breckman, who is a supposed comedy writer. He is, he's got his credits on all kinds of things from Saturday Night Live to the series Monk. He wrote that movie Rat Race and some other stuff. Anyway, Andy's 1990 release Railroad Bill from the album Don't Get Killed. Before that, we had Bongos Ikue with Show Me a Virgin and a Maternity Ward. And that was from their 1981 Cock Crow at Dawn album. And we open up with a little snippet of the Black Pope at his human radio station diatribe from 1979. The Black Pope, of course, legendary Chicago DJ. I am not a human radio station, because if I were, I wouldn't have to come down here to where all the equipment is. I could just talk from my house and you'd hear me. Remember before what I said about the radio obituaries? Well, here they come. Over this cheery original 1972 theme music from the then $20,000 pyramid, which is titled Tuning Up. $10,000 pyramid. I knew $20,000 was too much. $10,000 went a long way in 1972. In any case, our first radio obituary tonight, cheerfully presented, is Royce Porter, a rockabilly legend. His career going all the way back to 1957. And let's see what happened to all my info on Royce Porter. Come on, Royce. Ah, yes. So Royce died on May 31st. And his 1957 song, Yes I Do, with strong Elvis Presley influences, was recorded in Fort Worth with Dean Beard and the Kuntz on backing vocals. And as his career was on the upswing, like so many others, he was drafted, brought into the service of Mother America's army. He was discharged and became a minister, and he continued to record over the years, and as I said, passed away in Hendersonville, Tennessee, just this past May 31st.
Down along by the seashore where we strolled hand in hand, I keep walking back to our beach of love, where we kissed out in the moonlight and we held each other so tight. How can I forget our beach of love?
Beach of love.
Sometimes some of those that started, you and I could not resist, and the stars that shone down beach of love. But the summertime is over and too soon we had to fall. How can I forget a beach of love?
I love you.
I heard her say it.
I love you.
I can't forget it.
I love you.
Now I remember the whole our beach of love that night when you said you love me ever and vowed you'd leave me never. How can I forget our beach? Summer love just started, you and I could not resist, and the stars that shone down on our beach of love. Well, the summertime is over, and too soon we had to fall. How can I forget our beach of love? Said you love me ever and vowed you'd leave me never. How can I forget our beach of love? How can I forget our beach of love? How can I forget our beach of love? How can I forget our...
Also in this week's parade of honorees, in the radio obituaries, was Alan Longmuir, a founding member of the Bay City Rollers, the Scottish pop group of the 1970s fame, which I have to admit I didn't realize was a Scottish pop group and not from Michigan. I consider just the opportunity to be here on the radio an opportunity to improve and educate myself on all things, especially music. But Alan was, as I said, part of the Bay City Rollers. He was the bass player. He occasionally played keyboards as well. And he left the group in 1976, saying that he was depressed and couldn't take it anymore, and went on his separate way, and passed away just this past Monday at the age of 70.
It's crackers to Slipper Rozzer, the Dropsy and Snide. A public reminder from WMFO, Medford.
Well. So we just heard, Mr. Moto from Agent Orange from 1981's Living in Darkness. You know, the funny thing is that this is I was playing this in order to highlight a particular individual, and I seem to have misplaced who that was. But you know what even is better? Is that I can actually replace that person, as is always possible with any of us. We can always be replaced, even in our demise. And what I've found in my quick digging through here is that we recently lost Michael Bryan, a veteran who had raised awareness of the effects of Agent Orange. He was a former Long Island police officer who had been an advocate for many years after being in a 13-month tour of combat from 1966 to 1967. After the United States military had, of course, paid 20 million gallons of Agent Orange up across the wilds of Cambodia. He was an active and constant advocate in the 1980s, leading to the payments to 52,000 Vietnam veterans in response to the harmful effects therein.
face. I can't forget the time, our place, we just met. She's just a girl for me, and I want all the world to see we've met. Ba-da-da. Had it been another day, I might have looked the other way, and I'd have never been aware. But as it is, I dream of her tonight. Ba-da-da. Falling, yes, I'm falling, and she keeps calling me back again. I have never known the like of this. I've been alone and I have missed things and kept out of sight. For other girls were never quite like this. Ba-da-da. Falling, yes I'm falling, and she keeps calling me back again. Falling, yes I'm falling, and she keeps calling me back again.
Or as fast as a game, or as bright as a flame, and you're always to blame. The girls are as pink as a light, or as dark as the night, ah, but they're always right. The girls are as cold as a sphinx, always dreaming of minx, and they'll drive you to drink. The girls are as soft as a sigh that whispers goodbye, then leaves you to cry. But the dogs, well, they're only dogs, just wagging their tails as they watch it end. Oh, the dogs, well, they're only dogs, and maybe that's why they're man's best friend. The girls can make you feel cold, can make you feel old, an antique to be sold. The girls that play with your heart, they'll tear you apart, you're never too smart. The girls that throw you from towers, they'll whip you with flowers, it depends on the hours. The girls will treat you like trash, or let you be brash, it depends on your cash. But the dogs don't depend on a thing, they just lick your face as they see it end. Oh, the dogs don't depend on a thing, and maybe that's why they're man's best friend. The girls, you know that they're vain, they'll poison your brain, they'll drive you insane. The girls will laugh at your jokes, how they love the coat, ah, but it's all a hoax. The girls are still making dates, still making you wait, and they say you're late. The girls are yours for a throw, at least you think so, ah, but you never know. The dogs, well, you know the dogs, they lift up a leg as they see an end. Oh, the dogs, well, you know the dogs, and maybe that's why they're man's best friend. The girls, they're not what they seem, they all have a scheme, they call it a dream. The girls are as hot as they please, and you're down on your knees with the greatest of ease. The girls say you're on the right track, and then they take it all back, tie it up in a sack. The girls, they'll give it of course, but they give with such force that it gives you remorse. But the dogs, they give nothing at all, for all they can do is just watch it end. Oh, the dogs, they give nothing at all, and maybe that's why they're man's best friend. And yet, it's because of the girls, when they've knocked us about, and our tears want to shout, that we kick the dogs out.
Well, well, well. Okay, what a fun administrative time it's been here. I have, first of all, realized that I have not told you where any of these obituaries fall in the order of things, as is customary here on the radio obituaries on Bubbles and the Think Tank, and I do apologize for that. Believe it or not, speaking of administrative protocols, I have sheets of paper here, one after the other. If you can just look into your speaker, you'll see them with all of the information that is required to get through this incredible juggernaut of a radio show. So, that being said, I am going to catch you up here a bit on the radio obituaries. As I said, we had the initial... Of course, the initial was Royce Porter, the initial radio obituary. The post-initial, of course, was Alan Longmuir of the Bay City Rollers, who we all felt the loss of. The next was, while it was convenient that that gentleman in Long Island, the Agent Orange advocate, passed away recently and could fill in that space, it was in fact Steve Soto. And I my apologies to everybody, especially Steve and his family. Steve Soto shared a birthday with me. And you can look that up and then therefore know when to send me a card. But he passed away just last week. One of the founding members of the California punk band, Agent Orange, way back in 1979. The cleanup, or is it the penultimate? It's so hard to know. That was Gerard Joannist. Nope, it wasn't. It was not at all. In fact, it was, I've got it right here. It was Dean Webb. Dean Webb of the Dillards. We heard from the Dillards. And their song, I've Seen a Face. Boy, oh boy. We have had quite a time of loss here. The Dillards, of course, were the American bluegrass band from Salem, Missouri, popularly known for their appearance as the Darlings on the Andy Griffith Show. And then, looking right along my list of nomenclature here, the penultimate radio obituary was Gerard Joannist. Joannet, I don't know. My French pronunciation is as bad as my ability to sort through obituaries. But we lost Gerard recently, and we just heard... He was a French pianist and composer, very active and prolific through the mid to late 20th century to the present. Composed more than 250 songs for folks like Jacques Brel and Scott Walker, who we just heard singing The Girls and the Dogs. Now, finally... Finally, where are we? I have to say that one of the great honors, one of the wonderful parts of being part of this show is the tremendous amount of help that one receives from our fearless leader, who right now is suffering and suffering with the rest of you. Puts together so much of this information. But we finally, our ultimate obituary is for Andy McQueen. Andy McQueen, who passed away just... that's the wrong Andy McQueen, isn't it? We just lost Andy McQueen. And so for that reason, we're now going to hear Let the Kids Dance.
Let the kids dance. The girls are as fast as a game, or as bright as a flame, and you're always to blame.
Okay, it's Andy, of course, it's Andy McQueen, who just passed away from the Australian punk pop band Exploding White Mice. Andy was the ultimate of our radio obituaries for tonight, which is merciful and to that particular moment in this particular show. So we will continue it along with another, what do we have now, 24 minutes of delights and confusion and mayhem.
Fail. All the little cooks wind up not me, not me. So This is the story of the hare who lost his spectacles.
Owl loved to rest quietly whilst no one was watching. Sitting on a fence one day, he was surprised when suddenly a kangaroo ran close by. Now, this may not seem strange, but when Owl overheard kangaroo whisper to no one in particular, "The hare has lost his spectacles," well, he began to wonder. Presently, the moon appeared from behind a cloud, and there, lying on the grass, was hare. In the stream that flowed by the grass, a newt. And sitting astride a twig of a bush, a bee. Ostensibly motionless, the hare was trembling with excitement, for without his spectacles, he appeared completely helpless. Where were his spectacles? Could someone have stolen them? Had he mislaid them? What was he to do? Bee wanted to help, and thinking he had the answer, began, "You probably ate them, thinking they were a carrot." "No," interrupted Owl, who was wise. "I have good eyesight, insight, and foresight. How could an intelligent hare make such a silly mistake?" But all the time, Owl had been sitting on the fence, scowling. A kangaroo were oppy mad at this sort of talk. She thought herself a far superior in intelligence to the others, as she was their leader, their guru. She had the answer, "Hare, you must go in search of the optician." But then she realised that hare were completely helpless without his spectacles, and so kangaroo loudly proclaimed, "I can't send hare in search of anything." "You can, guru, you can," shouted Newt. "You can send him with Owl." But Owl had gone to sleep. A newt too much to be stopped by so small a problem. "You can take him in your pouch." But alas, hare was much too big to fit into kangaroo's pouch. All this time, it had been quite plain to hare that the others knew nothing about a spectacle. And as for all their tempting ideas, well, hare didn't care. And after all, head did have a spare, a pair, a pair.
Yard with the graves of care. Out in the hen house up stood, when he hollered, "Who's that?" This is what he heard: "There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself, stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. We chickens trying to sleep, and you bust in and hobble, 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 hobble with your chickens.
kitchen. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. You're stomping around, shaking the ground, kicking up an awful fuss. We chickens trying to sleep, and you bust in, and hobble, 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 it's a sin. Tomorrow is a busy day, we got things to do, we got eggs to lay, we got ground to dig and worms to scratch. It takes a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself, stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. Kindly point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the head. Setting, getting chicks to hatch. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself, stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. Kindly point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the hay.
Hey, daddy, what do you say?
It's easy picking. There ain't nobody here but us chickens.
Birds better lock up tight, 'cause there's a foul owl on the prowl tonight. Hey, little lark, get out of the dark. Foul owl on the prowl. Cute little jay, stay out of his way. Foul owl on the prowl. You just might be the quail he'll tail. Foul owl on the prowl. You just might be the swallow he'll follow. Foul owl on the prowl. If you hear him hoot, scoot. If you pass his tree, flee. If you catch his eye, fly. Don't wait to say goodbye. He's got a yen for a pretty little hen. Foul owl on the prowl. Hungry for a chick, so get home quick. Foul owl on the prowl. Oh, woo, woo.
Woo, woo, woo.
Pass his tree, flee. If you catch his eye, fly. Don't wait to say goodbye. He's got a yen for a pretty little hen. Foul owl on the prowl. He's hungry for a chick, so get home quick. Foul owl on the prowl.
And you will undoubtedly hear it many more times as the days go by. Now, just in case you're hazy on exactly what it means, let me give you a rough idea. It means that the cost of your clothes and food has gone up to a point where the family budget has become somewhat strained. Well, that's one of those things, and you can't be expected to increase the family income. But there are some things you can do to help. For instance, take better care of your clothes. When you come home from school, change into old clothes before you go out to play. Take care of your health, because doctors and medicines are expensive. Eat well, but don't waste. Take your full share, but eat all you take. Try not to ask mother and dad to buy you things you don't actually need. Make the best and the most of what you've got. Try to be more than usually careful of your school equipment, such as paper, pencils, and so forth. Make them last and go as far as you possibly can. Remember that all members of a family must pull together at a time like this. So do your share.
Thank you.
You know something? I was just getting started. I was just getting comfortable down here with you guys. This is about when I say something like this and somebody pipes up and says, hey, someone will, the next guy will probably won't come in. Just stay there. But I couldn't. The integrity of the show is 2 hours. I haven't earned more time than that. But what a 2 hours it's been. And with our barnyard set just behind us, wild and crazy zoo-like atmosphere down here. Let's quickly go through what we heard. We just heard from The Who with Dogs Part 2. The B-side of the Pinball Wizards single from 1969. Before that, we had Frank Zappa with A Pig with Wings from 1994's Civilization Phase 3. Before that, the Silver Jews with 2005's Sometimes a Pony Gets Depressed from the Tanglewood Numbers album. Before that, we had Boomer and Travis with a song written by Quincy Jones. Not Quincy Jones, of course. Quincy Jones with a Foul Owl. And that was a song specifically written for 1967's In the Heat of the Night. That wonderful movie. They wanted to use Hey There, Little Red Riding Hood, but for whatever reason, couldn't get the rights. So Quincy Jones wrote a song that sounded just like it. And I like that song. It's dark and dirty and sinister and nasty. Before that, we had Louis Jordan with Ain't Nobody Here But Us Chickens. That from 1956. Before that, Jethro Tull and The Story of the Hare Who Lost His Spectacles, which is the only break from the long, lavish, and lush album A Passion Play from 1973, which stops abruptly to give you the story of the hare who lost his spectacles. And we open the set with Peter Sellers, with The Hollies, with the theme from the 1966 movie After the Fox. I don't know what will come after me. Probably a DJ with vision and ideas and talents. I don't know. But